You've heard about him. You've thought about him. He's here. My Jerry Mahoney ventriloquist dummy. And he's going to visit for a few minutes.
Okay.
Then he has to go to another engagement.
Oh, you didn't get like an exclusive act out of him? He's doing like other stations or something?
No. Are you kidding me? No. And I want to thank Rogers Department Store for providing this custom-made travel case.
The shopping bag.
It's one of their shopping bags. But he seems to fit in there quite nicely.
Well, I was going
to
say, if he doesn't like that traveling case, I have a Victoria's Secret shopping bag in my car. He might like to travel in that.
He's just a boy. Don't get dirty with him, okay?
I'm not getting dirty with him. I know.
Hey, Darla, what's in the news today?
Well, let me tell you, Jerry.
You know, it's a great ventriloquist act. His mouth doesn't move, but Rick's
does. Shut up!
I knew this was a bad idea.
We're loving it.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Oh, my God. His eyeshadow matches his jacket.
Yeah, he's wearing blue eyeshadow. Man.
No,
I'm not
it's green, Rick.
Is that green?
Yeah.
Is he related to Tammy Faye?
I don't know, Scott. Well, is this a picture, huh?
Oh, my God. Instead of three dummies this morning, there's four.
Check out his little shoes. Little white shoes on.
No socks.
He's not wearing socks. He's being fashionable.
Yeah.
A little bow tie.
Yeah. Kind of a groovy jacket with that wide lapel. His tie's twisted. You're right, 97.9 weather
so
forecast.
I
know. Mostly.
Jerry, do a quick impersonation of The Exorcist, okay? Well, hello. His head went all the way around there. Complete 360.
I thought he was going to spew there for a minute.
I really think that you ought to start bringing him out with us to remotes.
Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe if all goes well today and Scott and I react positively to your routine.
Okay, I don't want him to jump in there too.
Oh, okay.
He's got my hand over
his mouth.
he's a surly little man.
Yeah.
Looks
like
his father.
Like son. Think about it.
His head.
Well, among my other various talents, you know, morning DJ, spokesman for Kent City Ford, and world-class ballroom dancer. I'm one of the world's premier ventriloquists. A lot of people don't know that. And I'm going to... Oh, man, this is going to be bad.
Yeah,
I can smell this one going right in the crapper right now.
You want me to stop the tape?
Yeah, take it out just in case it didn't stop, okay? And... this is Jerry Mahoney. My aunt from Battle Creek, who's dead, she's long gone, very generous woman, gave this to me on my 10th birthday. And why don't you guys like describe him to the audience?
He is, he's got really, really bright red hair.
Yeah.
He has a little spit curl on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He's sporting kind of a seafoam green eyeshadow.
with a suit to match.
With a suit to match, mm-hmm. Red lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
A nicely pressed white shirt that Rick's mother pressed for him.
Yes, she did.
Nice and job, huh? Red and white polka dot bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
And
Rick, nice shoes.
Nice white shoes. Kind of Pat Boone thing going on. And Rick...
he's got really weird feet, too. Let me show you. Mm. Like one toe. One big, weird toe. I know.
And Rick's got him on his lap right now, and he's got his hand up his
back. In his bag, and it's not up anything back there. So you can see, but I just want to make sure.
See, you know when you turn him, you can't tell what's the front and the back unless he had the suit on.
So, Jerry, why don't you like say hi to all the folks this morning?
Hi, everybody!
Boy, long time no see, huh?
You got that right, you fat bastard.
Hey. Watch your mouth, okay? This is a family show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Manson family.
Hey, look, there's a pretty lady over there, Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Darla.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Darla.
Huh?
Rick said you'd do something for me.
What would that be?
Show me your big fat stubs.
I don't think so, Jerry.
Yeah, now, Jerry, keep it clean, okay?
Yeah, please.
Please, and I think you've offended Darla.
Yes, you have.
Really. So what I want you to do is apologize to her, but I want you to mean it, okay, and be very sincere when you do it. I can't believe I'm doing this act.
Okay, Darla?
Yes, Jerry?
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
You don't have to show me your big stuff.
Okay.
Show me your big bush and stuff.
Oh, my God. Jerry. You can't talk like that on the show.
Well, don't. I'll stop that, man. Okay?
Okay.
No wonder you've been in a box for 20 years.
Now look over there to the left. That's our sports traffic guy.
I cannot believe we're doing ventriloquism on the radio.
Yeah, you ought to be in my shoes right now. Jerry, would you like to say hi to Scott Winters?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. I'm fine, thanks.
Scott, can I ask you a question, too?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Jerry.
Is it true what Rick says about you all the time?
What does Rick say?
That you're a complete homo.
No, I don't think so.
Jerry.
Now, Jerry, you have to apologize to Scott.
Yeah, now you've offended me.
You've offended Scott now, so please be sincere.
Yeah.
Look over his wife. And apologize.
Okay. Scott?
Yes?
Mr. Winter?
Yes, Jerry?
I want to apologize.
Okay.
You're not a complete homo.
Okay, thank you.
As Rick said, if your wiener is that small, it would make you an incomplete homo.
Jerry, that's not nice.
Now, Jerry, that is not nice.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Rick.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Why are we on GRD this morning?
Well, what do you mean? That's where we work.
I thought we'd at least be on wood.
Gary Allen was busy this morning.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
I can't figure out why he didn't watch it as a guest.
Now, last night at my house.
Yeah.
We wrote some jokes.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
And Jerry wants me to do like the setup, and then he'll do the punchline.
Okay.
Won't this be fun?
Oh, yeah.
So
I can't wait.
Are you enjoying?
Oh, darling, you're a hot babe.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, darling, you are really a hot babe. You're giving me a giant wing.
Okay, so I'll do the jokes.
Okay.
And then he'll do the punchline, and then he has to go. Jerry, got to go, don't you?
Yep.
Okay.
Got to go sell varnish at Menards.
He's showing up at a woodworking something or other today.
Seminar.
So we'll just do the jokes and then you can go. Okay, Jerry, we'll get you back in the limo. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
A man of few words.
Very, very few. Okay, joke number one, all right? Okay.
All right.
And he wrote these, so if you don't like them, you know who to blame, right?
Okay. Looks like it's kind of hard to read his handwriting.
It looks strangely like my own, too, doesn't it?
Wow.
Boy, this is bad, isn't it? This is really awful.
Keep going. Keep the momentum there.
Don't lose the momentum.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Move it along, fat ass.
What? Hey, whoa. Okay, joke number one.
Right.
What do you call a pig wearing lipstick?
What do you call a pig wearing lipstick, Jerry?
Hillary! You're not helping yet.
I would have expected more like Sheila Wood or something like that.
Hey, douchebag! We'll do the jokes!
Okay.
I'm actually sweating in here right now. I'm in a pool of my own sweat.
Yeah.
Okay, another joke he wrote last night. If the blood bank calls, what would you say?
I don't know. What would you say, Jerry?
The world is a vampire.
Turn the page, quick.
This is
bad.
Yeah.
And we're going to move right to the last joke.
Okay.
Put that right there.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
You hold that, okay? Oh, boy.
Okay, Jerry, why don't you give us your last and I'm sure your best.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's been nice meeting everybody.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's been nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm glad to see you again.
Why don't you blow me, big boy?
Okay. Last joke. What do you get when you cross the Titanic and the Hindenburg?
I don't know. What do you get when you cross the Titanic and the Hindenburg?
Gary?
KOQ's new morning show.
Jerry,
bye, Jerry.
Little woody man.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, bye.